disgusting invasion of privacy. That's what one baboon couple is calling National Geographic's decision to publicly distribute what was supposed to be their private sex tape. And now, the same baboon couple is taking Nat Geo to court. Hear why the publication may have to pay the primates a hefty sum for their perverted infliction of emotional distress. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I'm about to strip the news of any right to privacy it thought it ever had. Back with all the juicy details right after this. National Geographic is in a bit of trouble after a baboon couple sued the magazine for distributing a private sex tape of them in the throes of passion. For a little bit more on that ongoing story, OPR reporter Rebecca Neal is here. Rebecca, what do you have on this?
Thanks, Leslie. A lawyer for the primates said that by publishing the video on National Geographic's website, the publisher violated the baboons' privacy and caused irreparable harm. The video shows the two baboons walking to the tall savanna grasslands and engaging in a sexual act for 27 minutes in between moments of eating insects off each other and screeching at a nearby impala. Their lawyer said her clients are now struggling to cope with having their privacy so ruthlessly violated.
What my clients are trying to say is that there is no amount of money that can make up for the dignity that was taken from them. Imagine having your red ass put on video for the whole world to see, then having to explain that to your own 23 offspring.
I can only imagine. Look, I know I'm supposed to be impartial here, but it's sickening what National Geographic did.
A lot of people feel that way, but National Geographic is standing firm, saying they did nothing wrong because the animals were fornicating in a public habitat.
So anyone who just so happens to be boinking their lover on public land is fair game for National Geographic's roster of pervert videographers? Is that what we're all up against now?
It seems like that might be the case. But even if the company does take the video off their website, the tape has already been downloaded 17 million times and is one of Pornhub's most highly rated amateur video entries of the month.
Well, if that baboon couple are out there listening right now, I just have to say that I feel just awful over what happened to you two and that I hope it's okay that I started watching the tape this morning. I only have 4 minutes left, but so far I think it's beautiful, loving. And you know what? I'm just going to play the rest of it right now. I have it right up in front of me here. We'll be back right after this. Oh. Oh, so given.
I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
After watching that video for a third consecutive time, it's clear that you can't really understand how callous and cruel Nat Geo's decision is until you've seen it for yourself. So we posted the entire thing in full on our website so you can watch the whole sex tape for yourself and see just how ashamed National Geographic should be of its choices. Just disgraceful. Now here's what else you need to know today. Good news for those who've been patient with their nuptials amid this pandemic. Pope Francis today has announced that all couples who remain diligent enough to delay their weddings due to COVID could just go ahead and have sex now. Despite the church's long and deeply held stances against premarital sex, the Holy Father officially declared that since it's been such a rough year, he'd be fine with it so long as all of God's patient children did so responsibly and remembered to wear a rubber. Nice of him to make an exception. And California today is making some exceptions of their own, as a new state law passed today has reclassified outdoor dining as any restaurant building that is technically located outside. So long as the eating establishment operates out of a fixed structure that is surrounded by open air, diners will be permitted to eat inside the restaurant free of masks or capacity limits. And finally, restaurant limitations may have been a thing of the past even sooner had we seen what was right in front of us. After hearing of more positive new developments in the race for a COVID vaccine, embarrassed members of the nation announced today that they couldn't believe they spent so long overlooking the obvious solution of mRNA instructions for spike proteins encapsulated in lipid nanoparticles. Oh man, it really is so obvious in retrospect. The simplest solution usually is the right one after all. Let that be a lesson not to go and overthink things. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'm here to inform you that unfortunately, not all of our episodes contain graphic animal lovemaking, but you can still like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast anyway, because who knows? Maybe we'll all get lucky and there'll be more freaky shit tomorrow. And next week on the topical, we'll have the story of one innocent man who, after being falsely imprisoned for 24 years, has finally been granted permission to serve out the remainder of his term in the prison's wrongfully accused wing. Glad to hear he's finally getting his life back. All that and more next week on The Topical.